Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Cronin goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dean, and towards McCoy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gale House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Finney reaches second base with a double. Gale House moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lillard moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Lillard moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lillard scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gale House hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Doerr trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Doerr, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCoy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Finney reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer bunts towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McCoy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Lillard. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Rubeling moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rubeling scores. Miles moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Ed Husser now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabor strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is hit by the pitch. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Herb Hash now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoy moves to second. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hash reaches second base with a double. Peacock moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-6 in the game, with two doubles. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein pinch hits for Ed Husser. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.